worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Let's go indeed to one of the weirder corners of the internet. That is where we reside here on A Freak Accident. Welcome to our podcast. I am Crisco, the host, and there are three other hosts here as well. Sound off, Lazy E.
Don't ever, ever do that again. I was muted.
I should have left it muted.
I heard like echo of my voice, but it wasn't coming through the mic. I'm like, what the hell's happening here?
I'm trapped in my own mind.
Am I saying this or thinking it? Oh no. This is an odd moment.
Yeah. Which would have been really weird because like his thoughts were being picked up by the recording software. He's a telekinetic this entire time.
No, I was more of a Lego guy.
What is happening?
We're off to a wonderful start.
I'm so happy with that joke.
Thank you.
Kara's here. Kara, sound off.
I was late.
Yeah, what else is new? And,
I was late.
And Mickey's here. Mickey was very on time. And still with operating headphones. That's good.
Yeah, they didn't break this week.
Do those glow? Is there a battery
so.
In them?
Yeah,
turn
the
it
top
on.
Of it.
Hit the button. Lovely. Lovely. Anyway, our show is called A Freak Accident. I just turned Italian there for a second.
Show is a freak accident.
Welcome to the podcast.
It's
a call, the freak accident. The website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And you can send us an email as well if you'd like, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Kara was late again to the recording. I mean, what else is new? Everybody, we're just sitting there waiting for her arrival. And well, this is what she sends to the group. I'm going to read it out loud to the group chat. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm not making it. I would have, but with that storm that came through.
Here we go. Rain again.
The meteorology makes a comeback. Lazy E, you commented what downstairs? The first thing you thought?
I thought.
You blamed Timmy.
Yeah, that freaking dog. That storm that came through, it looks like there was some sort of accident or something ahead. So now she's transitioning from weather break to traffic break.
I do both.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah,
old school radio
That's
person
right.
here.
Yep.
And we are stopped, like completely stopped. I know this wrench is prep. I'm sorry. Half a second later. And another fake out. LOL, it's moving now. I'll just be a few minutes late. But that's not new. So, and my remark you came in was just that your antics have become predictable.
I just got nervous. I saw everything stopped and I was already late. So I thought, there's no way I'm going to make it.
What? Kara?
What?
Were you at a stoplight?
No.
Like the traffic just wasn't moving. I don't understand.
Turns green. Oh, it's moving again. We're good.
No, it wasn't a stoplight.
Was
it a stoplight?
I'm convinced that.
Where were you, Kara?
I told you I was on a highway. I was on the highway 81. That means nothing to
That's
most,
an interstate.
Or whatever.
Which is a highway, right? That's a colloquialism.
It doesn't, have stoplights.
You can't get. I mean, it might somewhere.
You have to come off the highway.
Well, wait.
Where were you stopped?
Coming back from Scranton area. Like on the road there before I got to the stop sign. Were you?
The stop sign.
I didn't go, but no, I wasn't
the
stopped
only one
at
that
the
exists.
Stop sign.
No,
stopped
no.
Stop sign. It was
she
like
was
that
at a
between
stop
Piston
sign.
And
it's not moving.
Wilkes-Barre. That last exit, that last chunk before
None
you get here.
None of this matters at all. It
doesn't matter, but Mickey's asking me and I'm answering her.
What is the difference between a highway and an interstate? I thought they
I
were basically.
I think they're two different things.
They may be in a technical sense, but I thought those terms were pretty interchangeable.
Yeah.
Oh, I always.
I was interested to be lectured on something.
I can't. Do you want me to make it up?
Yeah,
could.
Please do so. I would believe you. I have no reason not to.
A highway was built pre-1970, but an interstate was built after 1980.
I think a highway is within your state, and an interstate is a road that runs between states.
I think you're right.
I know.
I know.
And you want to know what else? Life is a highway.
No.
Well, I can't drive 55, so there's that. Anyway, yeah, no, I was convinced that she wasn't in traffic at all. She just overslept and decided to concoct this story to excuse her, again, frequent, because as we know, yeah. Kara's favorite thing to do is sleep.
I love to sleep.
Yeah, we know.
That's what heaven's going to be
for
me.
We know. It is bearing down upon our show, your sleep schedule.
Well,
it is.
I know. I'm becoming more nocturnal. I don't wake up until 4 in the afternoon now.
4?
No, of course I get up before that.
Then
I have to work before
it?
That.
Because what?
I was being sarcastic.
Those words were in her brain, like just waiting to come out.
I sleep till 4. No, I don't.
Speaking of sleeping, though, yeah. Last night I slept like crap because there was a storm.
What?
A really bad storm. Get ready.
Here we are.
A storm came through, knocked our power out. So, of course, Hello Nurse comes out of the bedroom and she's like, the power's out. I'm like, yeah. So, I'm like, what do you want me to do? Like, I can't go fix it.
I would have said to her, listen, we're sleeping.
Yeah.
What does it matter?
Yeah. So, like, she was upset because, like, it kicked off all the air conditioners.
Yeah.
So then, like, we spent a couple of hours just sweating because it was also very hot last night. But that's, like, a regular thing in this neighborhood, I swear. It's, like, power outages in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, every year we have one that happens at night that, like, completely ruins our ability to sleep and get up the next day.
Yeah, that's... I had that problem when I lived up in Penn Lake.
You guys...
In that cottage?
Yeah.
It was, like... Because it was in a little area, like a small area. So when a power went out, the power company wouldn't come out.
Right, yeah.
You had to wait till the next morning.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, around here, I just think it's a really poor grid. Mm-hmm. Like, the equipment is just in... Well, it is all over the country. But for some reason, in this nexus here, which is why we have terrible internet and a bird chirps and the power goes out. Like, it's really, really difficult living here sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was my weather-related event.
Mm.
But, you know, even despite that, I still managed to be at the podcast on time.
Well...
I mean, it is at my house. That is where the recording takes place, so it's...
A little bit easier.
It should be simple for me to do, but you do live right around the corner,
yeah.
So...
I could walk here, probably.
So why did you go on 81?
I said, we have a tournament coming up, and I had to go pick up donations in Scranton and Dixon City and all that area down there.
Okay, so why were they donating to our podcast, and where's that money?
Well, they just were, and I don't know.
Sure.
It wasn't money. Yeah, it was like gift cards and products.
Oh.
Well, you take gift cards
you
and
still
products.
Want that? That's
yeah.
Good. Okay.
Lazy. He's like, I spend gift cards. spend them very well.
Some golf lessons.
Oh, I could use that.
I did get some golf lessons.
Believe me, come on the course with me. I could use that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Mickey, how are you? What's up? What's new?
Still here.
Yeah.
Nothing's new.
Okay.
Yeah, hasn't changed.
That's been your Mickey update on a freaky accident. I'm thrilled I asked.
Well, it goes along with the meme that Kara shared earlier.
On the freak accident
Facebook. Oh, right, yeah.
She's ignoring the world.
Yeah, just ignore people and avoid people and avoid everything.
Mm-hmm.
You never have to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, we're living in a, you know, it's a interesting timeline that we're in right now. COVID cases are back on the rise, mostly amongst unvaccinated, I guess.
Almost all.
Yeah, and that's something that, like, you know, because it was funny, a person that I work with during the day at my day job, she has not gotten vaccinated yet, and she... You know, anytime there's something in the news about vaccines or whatever, she's always trying, because I always give her a hard time about it. You know,
sure.
I bust her chops. But she always says, oh, what about this? What about this? You know, the other day? She's like, oh, there was this wedding where 4 people who were fully vaccinated caught COVID at the super spreader event that was this wedding. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, well, how many people were at the wedding? And of that number, how many were fully vaccinated? Because that's always the stuff that the news leaves right. out. And you wonder why there's that no. mistrust for the news media when they say, okay, the wedding had 200 people there. 180 were fully vaccinated. Four of those people caught COVID there. Okay, so that's still around a 90% efficacy rate when it comes to the vaccine, sure. which is exactly what we should be yeah. expecting. But they leave out that. Mm-hmm. You just read people with vaccines are getting infected with COVID and it sends people into a uh-huh. panic. It's always like that.
But a vaccine does not mean you won't get it. It just means your symptoms should be less, right? Like no, a flu vaccine. No.
It means for 90% of people who get it, they won't get it.
Get it at all.
It's called sterilizing immunity. You're incapable of catching the disease.
And they're almost saying it's almost 100% that if you do get it, the effects it'll have on you will be slim to none.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Like, of the COVID deaths that are still happening, I'm pretty sure like 0.0% are people who were vaccinated. So, I mean, it's funny to me, you know, that people are always appalled when someone mentions, well, you can't trust the media. And this is that's the way they phrase headlines. Mm-hmm. It's clickbaity. Mm-hmm. That's really what their motivation is. They want clicks and views and listens. And that's how they get it, by giving you only half the story because they hook you in and they keep you coming back. But yeah, that's why people don't trust the media. It's pretty simple.
It's true. I mean, I read an article, and Crisco will appreciate this. It said, Daniel Bryan going to AEW, almost definite. I click it, and what does it say? We're still not sure. Rumors are flying.
Of course. Yeah.
That's it.
Right. Or it'll be something stupid. It'll be like, yo, Daniel Bryan confirmed to AEW. And then it's like you find out he bought a ticket to one of their upcoming yeah. road events, you know, and he's just going to be in the audience because he's bored. It's like, it's usually something dumb like that. Yeah, they lure you in.
I go to the comments anymore. If I see the little clickbait on like Facebook, I don't even click it. I go to the comments and never fails. Someone says, I'll save you the click. Here's what it's about. Not even related. And you're like, good enough. Thank you.
That's all I needed to know.
Yeah. Yeah. So on the show today, speaking of clickbait, we've got an interesting story from the world of economics and business. Mm-hmm. I'm really thrilled to hear what Mickey has to say about this. What happened at this Burger King? Mm. Mickey, I'm sure you know nothing about this, so I'll leave you to be surprised. Kara, I'm sure, knows what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. and I know Lazy yeah. E does. You probably heard about it. We're going to get into it. The billionaire space race has been won by someone. Mm. Who? If you don't know the answer,
you're an idiot.
You're Mickey. you don't pay attention to anything. But we'll talk about that, too. We've got an interesting segment. We teased this last week. The five most common parenting rules today mm-hmm. versus 30 years ago.
Okay.
So what's changed? 30 years ago, by the way, was the 1990s. Ugh. Okay, it's not the 70s or anything like that. Yeah, your That's right. Kara's eyes just became a third the size of her head yeah. in shock. And we've got a guy got stuck under an ATV for 2 days. What? But he relied on something gross to survive. That's really the hook of that story. So
very gross.
Yeah. So we're going to end the show on that. We're going to give you an excuse to go to the toilet after the show's over. If we have time, we might even get to popular songs written about celebrities. But whether we get to that,
well, you know what?
Know.
The ATV thing doesn't take very long.
Oh, well, maybe we will make it yeah. all the way to the songs about celebrities thing. Who knows? Alanis Morissette wrote a song about Dave Coulier. It's really disturbing when you think about him having that puppet during that song.
Not on that list.
Really?
Not on that list.
Maybe I just educated somebody, and still, yeah, deeply, deeply disturbing.
Yeah, very.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She doesn't go down on you in a nope. theater. Remember that line? Yeah.
No.
Nope. She liked
Troubleful. Whoop.
You know he was saying that while they were watching the movie and that event was happening. And now I've ruined Kara's childhood back in the 1920s.
Oh, cut it out.
So all that and more on the way in this episode of The Best Mistake Ever, A Freak Accident.
Love us, hate us.
You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. I gotta run. I gotta run. I gotta run. I gotta run. I work at Burger King making flamboy whoppers.
I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that?
Would you like an apple pie with that?
By the way, that song did not originate on Family Guy.
No, people may not know that. Yeah,
no,
it was actually an awful, awful viral video.
Yeah, it was one of the first internet viral things, and it was like...
It was just the song, and
it was a really poor animation and whatever. But anyway, this is a story about Burger King. This was in Lincoln, Nebraska, where the crew of a Burger King wanted to put up a sign to say, sorry, there's not going to really be anyone here. They are dealing with staffing shortages, as are a vast majority of businesses, I believe, in the market today.
It's like you hear that said,
and a lot of people will poo-poo it, but I've heard it from enough people at this point that
it exists.
Stands to reason it is a legitimate problem.
I went to a Longhorn a couple weeks back, maybe even a month ago, and they actually had to have a fake wait. There was tables open, but they didn't have enough servers to accommodate those tables.
Wow, that's crazy. And it's all because those people are still sitting at home collecting unemployment because of the pandemic exceptions, I assume.
Or they think that they can make money elsewhere, more money elsewhere.
Are they still making the extra $600 a week?
$300.
Oh, it's $300 now. But
in Pennsylvania.
They are still making
that's federal,
that, though.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm interrupting you. It is $300 federal still extra, yes.
Okay, so they are still getting that.
Yeah, and in Pennsylvania, it's supposed to end, I think it was this week, and then you have, but it won't, it'll end if you don't show proof of trying to apply for a job.
Oh, they're making you do that.
So you have to
again.
Do that thing now. But that doesn't really do anything, because even at my family's business, people come in, they grab an application, they fill it out, you call them for an interview, and they don't show up. They don't take it seriously. They just use the application to show that they went and got applications.
Right, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, in my mind, it doesn't make sense for them to still be adding those extra benefits in, especially when everything is now open at 100% capacity. So there's no more missing jobs. If there's places out there now, like, go find work.
Sure, absolutely. But I also wonder, normally unemployment is only 39 weeks. They did extend it, but they didn't extend it that much.
They extended it a lot. I know that the extra $300 now is not supposed to expire nationally with proof in Pennsylvania and some other states until September.
September, yeah.
Well, that's if they can collect unemployment.
Right.
So what is the cutoff now? Is it 39 weeks? Is it 42 weeks?
I don't know. I mean, they extended it last year. Obviously gave people almost a full year when they did it.
Yeah.
And then now you have until, I guess, you deplete your amount that's in your little bank there or whatever, however that works.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not super familiar with I've never had to do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I did it this past year when everything was closed.
Well, it's just funny.
Pandemic unemployment.
Yeah, I've heard, speaking as like a real estate agent, like I've heard people saying like, oh, well, you know, that's one of the things, you know, that's driving housing prices up. It's like people are spending all this money because they're getting all this extra money on unemployment. But I'm like, what banks are qualifying people for loans who are unemployed?
Yeah.
None that I'm aware of. No. So I think there's like a flaw in that line of thinking somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
They're like, oh, no, wait until that unemployment runs out and all these people aren't going to be able to make their mortgage payments. So then all these houses, you know, the housing market's going to crash. It's like, I mean, the housing market is going to crash, but it's not going to be because of that.
Right.
The bank doesn't give you a loan if you're not working. You've got to provide pay stubs, and unemployment doesn't cover that.
That's true.
But in any case, at this Burger King, they were going to say, you know, we apologize, there's very few people here. On Saturday morning, one of the staff changed the sign to read, "We all quit. Sorry for the inconvenience."
All right.
And the photo quickly went viral.
At least they were sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were nice about it.
They were nice. They apologized.
They had it their way.
Yeah.
Rachel Flores, the former general manager, told an ABC affiliate, "I got a call from my upper management. They told me I needed to take it down." She told Insider, Business Insider is where this is from. She had already submitted her 2 weeks notice after a grueling 6 month stint as GM. But her boss told her to hand over her keys. 8 others soon joined her. The work experience described at this location is not in line with our brand values, a Burger King corporate spokesperson said in a statement to Business Insider. Because here's the problem, the additional problems, on top of their probably just being short-staffed, which is kind of happening everywhere. The kitchen air conditioning broke for weeks. Flores said she saw the thermostat reach 97 degrees inside the kitchen.
Oh, you can't.
Other photos on social media confirmed to Business Insider to be from the same restaurant show temperatures of 102 degrees inside of the building.
No. Well, that's not a good work environment. No. I would quit, too.
Yeah. She regularly had to cover unexpected absences, including many back-to-back open-to-close shifts from 5:30 a.m. to 1 a.m.
Wow.
So that's like
four hours
20-ish hour day. Yeah, you're probably feeling great. 1 hour off during the day to care for her child. Yeah, I'm sure you're doing great.
Wow. Oh, jeez. I can't believe they kept those full hours. So many places are still closing early around here.
Yeah, I know the Burger King by my house, they close at 8 now.
Yeah.
So that's why they're doing that? It's because of the staffing problems?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're shortening their hours? That makes sense.
A lot of places, yeah. Yeah. Try to find a place open past 9 o'clock around here right now.
Yeah, very difficult.
It's impossible. Yeah.
You're all right with it?
Yeah.
Gives her the chance to sleep at night. It's quiet. Nobody's driving around going to Burger King.
I want everybody to open up later so I can enjoy my sleep on the schedule that I have.
Yeah. Yeah. Since you go to sleep at 1 and then sleep until 6 o'clock or whatever it is that you do now.
That's just the way it goes.
Yeah, they have to be open during the 2 hour window when Tara's conscious.
Typically around 7 to 9 p.m.
That's your wheelhouse.
I'm usually always awake right around there. Yeah.
Well, again, that's
wonder why you had a problem finding a job. You got those like 6 to 9 hours. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, six p.m. to nine p.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything available? Any shifts available?
A 3 hour shift. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at this point, anybody willing to work, I'm surprised more places aren't like, yeah, please, whatever you want. Like,
put
you know,
her on every day.
Can I work like a half hour every Tuesday and Thursday, 1 hour on Wednesdays, and then just give me the rest of the time off? They'd be like, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
Why not? Of course
I'm going to hire you. Would you like that $1,000 sign-on bonus that we're advertising?
Yeah, that too.
That's the thing, man. All these places are offering all these bonuses and incentives and stuff now. And it's like
one place, the amusement park by us, Kenobi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are giving away a free car.
Yep.
Wow.
To anybody who works there, it's a chance to win a free car.
Because they got a bunch of their rides shut down because they don't have people to run them. You know? And it's like, and I've seen a lot of people saying things like, you know, oh, well, you know, see, this just proves that these places could have been paying these people more from the get-go. And it's like, that might be true, but have you also noticed everything is getting more expensive? So that's definitely not, you know, a symptom of this problem, I'm sure. You know, now all of these things exist in a vacuum. Nothing touches each other. You know, your weird cockamamie ideas about how the economy works definitely doesn't have any wide-reaching ripple effects that could potentially affect anything else. It's just all, yep, like I said, in a vacuum, closed circuit, everything's fine.
Of course. I want extra cheese on my fries. I shouldn't have to pay for the extra cheese.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's just extra.
Cheese is free.
Yeah.
It's free. It must be free for you. So therefore,
it's just bacteria. Bacteria covers everything.
You don't put enough cheese on your fries.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For my liking.
Yeah.
Therefore, just give me more for free. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and also it also pay for that kid making those fries by dropping in and raising out of the grease. Give that person a free college scholarship for $200,000 a year.
You know?
Why not? I mean, you know, everybody's just rolling in money. Money just comes out of the air. You just got to catch it.
Just print more.
Because you know that training was really hard. Don't put your hand to pick them up in the grease.
Yeah. Don't stick your face in the grease to go bobbing for fries.
I guarantee someone has done that.
It's absolutely happened. Yeah.
No.
That's why there's warnings on those things that say don't touch grease while in the greaser.
So gross. That's so gross.
Very, very high tech language that I'm using here.
Yeah.
Scientific.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Up next, a space race has been won by whom? We shall discuss on a freak accident.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash.
That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
It's about to get a lot easier to get to space.
For billionaires.
Well, the whole thing is like there's a space race going on, right? More or less. It's really was between two people. Like Elon Musk has been messing around with SpaceX for years now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he's got like contracts with China, or not with China, but with NASA, that he's sent stuff up to the space station, and you know they've done multiple things together, NASA and SpaceX. Meanwhile, Richard Branson, who's the CEO of Virgin, he has been working on Virgin Galactic for, I think, even longer than SpaceX has been around. But it's never really been anything that's gone anywhere.
Mm-mm.
He promised early on in its inception that it was going to be commercial space travel.
Right.
Not really like that, oh, I'll take you to the moon kind of thing, but like, you know,
to the border of space.
I'll put you in a plane that will take you up to a zero-G level and, you know, you'll be moving at speeds fast enough that you'll be able to travel around the world much more quickly than somebody who's doing conventional air travel kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he, of those three, because Jeff Bezos, who is the CEO of Amazon, also has his own space company now called Blue Origin. The three of them are apparently all seeing like the world's, literally the world's biggest pissing contest to see who can pee further into space because they're all competing with each other to try and get to space. Now, this is kind of funny because just this past week, Richard Branson, the CEO of Virgin and the head of Virgin Galactic, is 71 years old. He went to the edge of space.
Yeah.
Yep.
He made it up there after his he was on board a test of a new spacecraft that he has that reached 53 miles above the New Mexico desert, enough to experience 3 to 4 minutes of weightlessness and see the curvature of the Earth.
Hmm. Ride the rocket. Was that me? He is so proud of himself.
When did I say that?
Last week.
Oh my God.
Do it again.
Ride the rocket.
Ooh, that gets right into your hair follicles.
That's terrible.
Yeah. You said it.
I know. I don't even, now I have no concept of what it was about.
You have to listen to last week's episode.
Yeah. What's interesting about this is it wasn't like a traditional spacecraft flight either, which you're used to the thing on the launch pad, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. It launches up in a rocket straight up into the sky and then parts detach and different elements come out and whatever. In this case, he was on top of a plane with his spacecraft that detached from the other aircraft and then ignited thrusters that gave it enough speed to accelerate out into the outer orbit of the Earth.
Definitely a pretty cool idea.
It's really wild to think, like, someone who isn't NASA made it into space.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild, right?
That's insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Look what money can do.
I know.
When you have enough of it, yeah. Now, let's see here. What I find interesting is Bezos... Right, Jeff Bezos, with again his Blue Origin company, he was about to be the first billionaire to do this.
Oh.
He was set to take off on his own flight using his own technology, obviously, on July 20th, on the 52nd anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing.
Oh.
But then Branson bumped up his own flight. He was originally supposed to do this like 9 months from now, and he was like, no way is Bezos doing this first. Although he denies it, he outright denies it, you know that was his motivation.
Absolutely.
Why would you bump up your flight by 9 months?
That seems incredibly unsafe, too.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Yeah, a lot of times, like, these space flights, because you have to understand, everything needs to be exactly so for this to work. And so you pick a date and you hope it works out. You don't just randomly and arbitrarily be like, screw it, we'll do it next week. Like, that just doesn't happen.
Tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, we're doing it. But he did do it, and now obviously he has a place in the history books. I mean, I don't understand, you know, Mickey, your joke about look what money can do and everything else. Like, a lot of people were mad about this. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Yeah, I saw people saying, well, it would have been they could have better used it to, you know, try to find a cure for cancer and stuff like that. Here's the thing. They could do both of that.
Sure.
Like, this is still a remarkable feat.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to take us into space without NASA's help, that's massive.
I think people fail to understand how much of modern technology came from the original space program and the race to the moon. Mm-hmm. We got, like, I know for a fact we got, I'm pretty sure, microchips. I know we got Velcro and microwave technology, though, from that whole ordeal.
And space ice cream.
Right, yeah.
The most important part.
I know.
So, I mean, you've got to figure, like, you've got three dudes who are three of the wealthiest people in the world battling one another to advance technology to the point where they can freely travel in space. Mm-hmm. If you don't think that that isn't going to bear out benefit to the rest of us...
Right.
I feel like that's just short-sighted. No. A scientific advancement is still a scientific advancement, even if it's not done in the way that you wish it were done or by the people you wish were doing it.
Sure.
It's still propelling us into the future, and as they continue to try and get better spaceships, more spaceships that can go further and go higher and everything else, there's going to be other people who are probably going to get jelly and are going to want in on that, which is just going to further create better technology for us as they continue to find ways to revamp these things and make them more efficient and, you know, more cost effective. So, I mean, I don't see it as a problem.
And it's on their dime, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what they want to do.
Yeah, it's not even wasting our tax money. It's wasting the money that Mickey spends to have things delivered to her front door from Amazon. Zero things you don't ever order from Amazon. Wow, she really is shut off from the world, isn't she? Totally self-sufficient.
Try to be.
I kind of...
Oh, that was this podcast's big middle finger to Bezos.
Oh, well, I guess that sponsorship is gone.
Yeah.
Suck it, loser. We got somebody that don't need you.
I need him.
Yeah, I do need him, too. Yeah. So every time I order, you know, a cool shirt or a video game or... a novelty drinking glass that I saw that one time.
See, if you weren't buying all this stuff, you could probably go to space too.
Yeah, well, I'm helping him go to space, so in a roundabout way, I'm responsible.
Fair enough.
I will claim that responsibility. You're welcome, Jeff Bezos. Enjoy your flight on the 20th.
Well, now it's going to be the 28th. It got pushed.
Oh, did it get pushed back? How did Branson pull this off? Like, just on a whim, and Bezos is like, well, now we're going to pull it. Probably because there's no urgency anymore.
Yeah, who cares?
Elon's been doing it for years. Branson already beat him. Bezos is just like, I guess we'll make sure I don't die in the process.
Now it's going to be a nerd thing. Like, Bezos is going to be like, oh, yeah, first is the worst, second is the best.
I'm rubber, you're glue.
Yeah. I would love it if they got into actual childish back and forths like that.
That would be great.
Slapping with their hands in front of each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
But I think celebrities are rumored to have purchased tickets whenever they allow passengers on these flights. I've heard about, like, Ashton Kutcher.
We asked for celebrities.
I know. I was trying to think of other names.
Ashton Kutcher.
He was my first thing I thought of. I don't know who else.
Wow.
Back to the 90s. Now I brain farted and I don't know.
I want you to think about this, though. This is something that plays into this, right? So Branson was up there. They were in zero G.
Okay.
He was they were 50-something odd miles up. Bezos intends to send tourists past the so-called Kármán line, which is 62 miles above the Earth, recognized by International Aviation and Aerospace Federations as the threshold of space.
Oh.
So he's going 10 miles higher than Branson did.
Still doesn't matter. He lost. He lost.
Yeah. And Branson was floating around before you were, loser. Loser. Meanwhile, Elon's just like sitting back, like, yeah, you know, strumming his fingers together, like,
He's actually sitting on the moon right now.
Elon's already been to Mars. He just hasn't told anybody.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I still think it's cool.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm all about humanity reaching into the stars. Whoever it is that's funding that or doing that will always have my full support. Because I really do think at some point in our history, assuming we don't kill each other over politics, we are destined to inhabit space in some manner or another. So we're just here at the threshold of that. It's supposed to be inspiring.
I think you're kissing up to them in hopes that they'll save you a seat.
I do want Elon to take me to Mars. Yeah. I do want him to do that.
I don't like flying on a plane. No way I'm going. Yeah,
you're out.
Yeah, but no. No.
Yeah, he doesn't like flying on a plane, but there's no way he's getting into space.
I love Earth.
Yeah, you guys all go to space. I'll just stay here on planet Earth all by my little self.
Yeah, but why? There's nothing here for you. If anything, the vast void of nothingness in space is exactly the environment that should appeal to you. There's nothing around.
Nah,
there's no sound. Sound doesn't travel. It's just pure emptiness and darkness. That's just like that hollow spot in your chest where most people would have a heart.
Yeah.
It's the truest thing ever said on this podcast.
Mickey might as well be from space. It only makes sense for you to go back there and be with your people. They're out there somewhere, Mickey. Mickey, phone home. Up next on the podcast, the 5 most common parenting rules today versus 30 years ago.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
You better quit all that complaining. Don't want to hear another sound. If I hear any more whining, I'm going to turn the car around. You got a little television and you had enough to eat. If you don't change your disposition, I'm going to leave you on the street. So I'm waiting for your attitude to change.
Mickey, I wrote this song just for you.
I was going to say, isn't this a song?
Yeah.
It was.
It was a parody
Waiting
of the song.
Waiting on the world to change.
There it is, yeah.
Who did the original?
John Mayer.
I thought it was John Mayer. Yeah. Anyway, you know what? That song brings up an important point. When I was a kid, we didn't have TVs built into the back of the headrests of the car. These kids have everything now.
They enjoy technology more than we can.
Look at that. You think they'd have those TVs without space?
That's right.
That's right. Space TV.
Space TV.
So this is a 5 of the most common parenting rules today versus 30 years ago. As I pointed out, 30 years ago is the 1990s.
It's bad news.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever mentioned it on the show before, though, but I did mention it off mic that if Back to the Future were made today, Marty McFly would be traveling back to, like, 93.
No.
He'd be playing Gross. Smells Like Teen Spirit instead of Johnny B. Goode.
He'd be coming back to watch me win the spelling bee.
Oh, jeez. God almighty. All right.
You just wanted to get that one in there.
That's right.
This was in The Mirror. Someone talked to 1,000 people with kids under 16 and 1,000 parents with children over 30. Here are the top 5 old school parenting rules that we used to enforce. So this is from 30 years ago. Number 5. You have to behave, especially in public.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember just talking about like how it is compared to now. I saw a mom dragging a kid through the store because he wouldn't like pick up his feet and was like, ah!
Oh my gosh.
If I would have done that, I wouldn't have legs to walk on.
When I used to get
you'd
in trouble,
you'd have just been cleaved.
Yeah,
my mom would make this face, and her teeth would grind, and she'd go, "Sit down right now." And you knew it was just like, "Get over here." And
see,
you're like,
you
all right,
do it,
I'm
it
coming.
Just looks silly.
Yeah,
and adorable.
When she did it, it was so scary. I knew she meant business.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, well I think we all had those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or like, I would have just been left in the car.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to throw a tantrum. Stay out here in the 90-degree heat with a window cracked. That's what you get now.
When you could do that.
Yeah.
Yep. Did I ever tell you about what we did to my sister?
Yeah. You go ahead, but tell the story again for the listeners who may not have been here for that one.
So, the sister, we refer to her as the devil child, got, quote-unquote, locked in the car while we went to Staples. and
quote unquote, you left her out there on purpose.
Absolutely,
didn't you?
Yeah. We did. But you know, old school Volvo, roll down windows, pop up locks. Kid's not smart enough to just pop the lock up and open the door. No, no, she rolls down the window, walks into Staples, and there's me and my mom at the other end of the store, and she's standing at the end with her arms on her hips going, ha, I got out.
Which, out of context, yeah, must have just shook people nearby. Like,
oh, absolutely.
What is this kid talking about?
Yep. Yep.
A prison.
I escaped my chains and that which was tethering me.
Which she should have had.
Yeah. Number four, you have to sit down and eat together as a family.
That never was a rule in my house.
Really?
Yeah. We always did that.
I mean, we always did it. It was never really like an enforced rule, but there was like, you know, dinner time was when everybody came and we all ate at the table together. Mm-hmm. That was definitely a thing that happened. It's not like it was like some kind of, though, you know, this must be kind of thing.
We never ate at the table. Like, we all watched TV and
TV
stuff
trays,
like that.
Yeah.
But you ate together.
No.
No? Just random
times? No, there was like one TV was in one room and the other and people were just watching whatever they wanted.
Wherever they were spread out to.
Yeah. Well, we know in Mickey's case, like, she didn't eat. Mm-hmm. You know, her mother never cooked for her. She had to forage for food like some kind of wild beast out of the forests of Massachusetts.
Cooked. She ate in the backyard.
Yeah. She just sucked worms out of the ground and slurped them down. That was how she subsisted for years. So the fact that she just does it now is just, you know, holding to tradition.
Oh, jeez.
Where did it squirm? That's what you're going
for,
right?
No, I wasn't going to hit
that. Oh, I thought I was going for that drop. All right.
No.
Number three.
No, this is what you used to say when you got really hungry.
Cookies. Cookies. Number three, kids have to do chores.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I had a list of chores I had to do. I was at least incentivized with an allowance.
Absolutely.
I wasn't. I had chores I had to do just because I lived in that house and I was part of the family.
This is your rent. Uh-huh. You wash those dishes.
You live here. You're part of the family.
Yeah, or you could live out in the tree.
I didn't really, like, I don't know if I ever had a list of chores. I just cleaned up after myself.
Like, that, like, for some parents, is probably, like, more than what they could
like,
hope for.
Like, I would take my dish. I would clean it off. I would take my toys, put them away. Mm. So, I mean, I did chores without them being called chores. So maybe that's how they got me to do them, is that there was no, it was just how I was taught to do it.
All you had was a sense of personal responsibility.
Yeah.
They tricked
what
you.
What happened to it? I don't know.
They tricked you right nice.
Yeah. Number two, you don't always get everything you want.
Yes. Absolutely.
But you get what you need.
That's true.
They used to sing that to me.
Yeah.
You can't always get what you want. And I'd be all right, I get it. Thanks. Rubbing it in.
In my case, it was mostly no.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Very rarely would I get, like, treated to something. You know what I mean? I can't say that this is necessarily true for my grandmother. My grandmother would take me out, you know what I mean, a couple times a year and spoil the crap out
right.
of me. But, like, whenever I was out with my parents, you know, if I saw something I wanted, I'd be like, can I get it? No. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, there was no arguing. It's just, oh, I guess it was no.
I think that really gave you, like, a sense of want, like, learning how to want for something or wait for something, because if you really wanted something and they kept telling you no, you had to wait for that birthday or a holiday or
saving up money from chores.
Yeah.
Or saving up money, you know. Now it's, like, you know, I my nephew is six. I take him somewhere and I'll be like, you want to get a toy? He's like, nah, I got enough toys. I mean, it's because we bring him something every time we see him, you know? And I'm part of it. I spoil him, but it's like, you know, back then you didn't do that.
There seems to be the insinuation that these days there is the instant gratification problem in society. That's one of the reasons why people say that social media is such an addictive thing, because it gives you a sense of instant gratification. That's not just true for children. It's true for everybody. So it's like something innate in us that we all want. We all want that thing and we want it now. And that was the thing. To your point, you kind of had to learn patience, it seems, back then, more so than you do now.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, respect your elders.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that one, I mean, I think people still try to teach that, whether it's followed, I don't know. I'm not around, like, young kids, so I don't know how they feel about that. But, I was always taught. You know, that person is older than you. You respect them.
See, what's interesting is that I'm going to say this, and this may be controversial. seal for some people. Where's
he going? Over-enunciating the word. That's where he's like, going.
Freaking went back into my head.
Yeah, he's got a bleed. Look at him. Yeah. But I was going to say, there is a notion, and I've heard a couple of people say, that there's a notion today where, like, the current younger generations aren't afraid to call older generations out on their BS.
Which they should be.
And that is one thing that I do agree with. Okay?
Absolutely.
Just the fact that you're older does not necessitate respect in and of itself.
Right.
I have to listen to that person because they're my elder. No, they could be full of crap. As we've learned, and especially over the last year or so, a lot of people are full of a lot of crap. So that, to me, just seems like a natural thing that should... I think it's better to question.
Absolutely.
And say, you know what? Force them to prove their hypothesis.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Hey, if what you're saying has merit, back it up.
Right.
Otherwise, get off my case.
But in the sense of respect, I think, you know, regardless of that, you know, questioning people, open the door for somebody older than you.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
sure, that's
hold
just...
hold the door open for them.
But
like,
it shouldn't matter the age. Yeah, respect just, all around to everybody.
General,
it's not an age thing.
That's true.
General polity, is that perhaps the word? General politeness to others is, like, an okay thing to have. Now, today's modern-day parenting advice, starting at number 5, helping them identify their feelings and process them.
Absolutely.
That's something that's better now than it was back then.
100% agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, before it was like, swallow the pain.
You're a man. This is just the way it is.
Hold it in.
I think it was especially true for boys.
Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That whole, you know, be a man, you know, suck it up, quit whining.
I was always told that at a funeral, stay strong for the people that are like for your grandma, for your whatever, you know.
How about just being allowed to feel like a normal human being with normal human emotions? We have these things.
There's no repercussions for holding it in and burying it deep.
It never manifests in something horrible later in life. It never ever leads to anything bad. Just bottle it all up, repress it as much as possible. Do your best to connect with them. That's compared to just 37% of older parents who say they've tried to be friends with their kids.
I'm not a fan of that rule.
I'm being friends with them. Like, you're not there to be their friend. You're there to be their guardian and their teacher. You know what I mean? You're supposed to shepherd them through life.
Yeah, I think a certain level of connection, using that word, is expected and okay. Because if you're too much of just the guardian, they don't feel comfortable enough to come to you with things that you want them to come to you with.
Sure.
So you want to have a certain level of friendship, but not in the way that you are buddies and, like, you know, I'm hanging out with my kids. Like, that, there's a fine line between that level of friendship.
It borderlines, I think, on objectification, too. Like, you know, when you're just like, you know, well, you're the kid, you know, I have to teach you this stuff because that's my job. And it's like, well, that's kind of dehumanizing on its face.
Sure.
Because, like, you're just seeing them as, like, a blank slate on which to impart knowledge rather than, like, an individual of their own capable of reason and expression and everything else. So it's like, there's a balance there. Giving them space to be playful and silly. 73% of parents today say they try to be more playful than strict.
Parents have been doing that forever. Go outside and go play with a stick. I'll see you when the lights go off.
Right, that was an old thing. Yeah.
Like, they weren't paying attention to what you were doing. You had plenty of space.
Right, it borderlined on neglect sometimes.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that was what they all said. Yeah, like, you would be gone all day. Nobody would come looking for you. And that predates even us,
I think. I see more helicopter parents now than back then.
So where does this notion come from about giving them space?
I don't know. Maybe that's just something that they're doing, like, now.
Or maybe they think they're giving them space when it's like, you know, on the gross, you're not.
No. Yeah.
I think there was a level of parents in between the 30 years ago and now where they had the kids scheduled out for piano, karate, learning another language. Like, they had them doing so much stuff that they didn't have time to play and be a kid and use an imagination. And speaking of imagination, I mean, 30 years ago, you played more with your imagination, whereas now you almost have a toy for every little
every little thing that you want to
know. Well, we have supercomputers in our pockets that can literally do anything.
Yeah.
You know, whereas back in the day, you had, you know, Nintendo, but it was like, you know, these games weren't sprawling RPGs like you have now, like Grand Theft Auto or whatever, where there's like tens of thousands of in-game hours that you can spend. It was like, get Mario to the castle. The whole game could be beat in 8 minutes. Like, people speed run these things, you know? And it's like, all right, well, we did that. Go outside and play now. You know, literally, hit each other with sticks. But it's funny, maybe what you're saying is like, that happened, and so now these people today are saying, well, we're giving them their space. But that compared to parents from 40 and 50 years ago is like not space at all. Like, you're still practically a helicopter parent at that point compared to, again, get the hell out of the house and don't come back until it's dark.
Yeah.
Giving them room to learn from their mistakes.
Yeah. I think my parents did
well,
that too.
Well, I think when we were younger and this was a problem, and it's stopping now, is that kind of the parents came and this washed it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think.
Whereas
I imagine,
now it's like, no, you screwed up. This is what you have to deal with now.
Yeah.
Could be.
You know, like, you steal something from a store and a cop catches you. Time to learn. Time to learn.
You go to school today.
Yeah.
You go to Gen Pop today.
I don't know if they put you in Gen Pop for stealing like a candy.
positive reinforcement, number one, instead of punishing them for bad stuff. I mean, I think it goes hand in hand. You
that
know
could
what I mean?
Go
like,
either way.
Yeah, I think you need both probably.
Yeah. I mean, not physical abuse, but
no. Well, that, that's
I don't know.
Not
I don't know if I see like that positive reinforcement. I refer to that with the dog training. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's what I think of
it
too.
It is a terrible way to train a dog. It doesn't work. So I feel like if it doesn't work on a dog, it probably doesn't work
you
on
mean
a
like
human.
It, rewarding them for doing something good has no net effect on their learning capability.
Rewarding
like if they do the thing that you're telling them to do and they finally do it right, and then you say, oh, you know, in the case of a dog, and you're like, oh, good boy, here's a treat, you did it. Like, that tells them, ooh, good
that,
thing. That's
yes,
what they want.
That does work.
That does work.
That's what
this, what I'm thinking of here when they do positive reinforcement, even when they're doing something bad, they're giving them positive reinforcement.
Oh no, you can't do that,
right? Because it screws everything up, and you don't understand what positive,
what's
and
good
what's
or
negative,
bad.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
So I don't know if that's what that's referring to, but I feel like I've seen parents do that where they positive reinforce even a bad
like
habit.
For example, if a child's throwing a tantrum in a store, and the parent is giving that child dragging the child behind them instead of, no, you're going to act like this? Fine. Leave your cart. You pick the kid up. You go outside. We're not at the store anymore. Like, that's when you let them get that attention and keep getting that attention, that's showing them, here's how I have to act to get the attention from my parent while I'm at the store.
See,
or to get what I want.
And
or
I say this as somebody who does not have children yet and like, you know, I maybe it's not my place to make this judgment, but it's like, I wonder if it isn't better, you know what I mean? Because like, I'm thinking in terms of positive reinforcement, like kids throwing a tantrum. You're going to say, hey, if you stop that, I'll get you a popsicle. You know what I mean?
That's kind of terrible.
Idea. But you see, but no, this is what I'm saying. I don't, I don't think that's a good idea.
No,
because that's kind of what I'm talking about with like the
let
positive.
Let me bribe you with stuff so you keep doing
that's
it.
That's what I'm
right.
saying. That to me is like, well, that's positive reinforcement of a negative, which doesn't work.
Right.
Where it's like, you know, there shouldn't be a bribe to try and get behavior. You should good behavior should manifest out of just wanting to be a decent human being, and how you ever it is that you get to that point is where you want to go. But there should be consequences for poor behavior, because that's reality.
Right.
You have to hear no eventually at some point.
Well, yeah. You know, and even going back to our animal barbarism, you know, when we were just running through the Sahara, hitting each other with clubs,
right.
You know, and bows and arrows and things, like, you got to figure back then, if you did something wrong, you die. that's it. You don't get a second chance.
Right.
Or if you went into the wrong tribe's territory, you know what I mean? They would kill you. You know, there is no positive reinforcement to
right.
that, you know? So it's kind of like, you know, that's an innate thing. Like, there's repercussions for bad behavior. So, right. Like, you've got to learn how to navigate that.
But on the positive reinforcement side, I will say I've been seeing this as something that they want you to do with kids. And that's when you compliment them on doing a good job. So, like, for example, if they win a game, but what they're saying is not just, hey, great job, you won. Hey, great job, you practiced really hard all week, and I'm seeing the results of your hard work in that you won.
Right. Yeah.
So what they're trying to do is reinforce that the hard work is more important than the winning.
Because it's about the journey. It's not about the destination. The real treasure
but that's
was
a
the
positive.
Friends we made along the way.
You know what?
Nah, winning's it.
See, Mickey, it's not about getting to the end
no
of the
I
podcast.
No, I am team, but there's an I in win.
You're right.
Mickey, it's not about getting to the end of the podcast. It's about all of these segments in between where we try and entertain people while you just sit there and roll your eyes at me and just, you
I'm
know.
Just entertaining myself.
I mean, I guess somebody's entertained, so still
we'll win.
Still a net positive. The world is made better. Up next, we're going to end the show with the talk about the guy who was stuck under the ATV. So get ready to be grossed out.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
Take the ATV to feed the horses in the pastures. I'm going down with dogs.
This is in Wisconsin.
Cheese.
There was a great story from Wisconsin a couple years ago on this podcast about the guy who shot himself through the heart with a nail gun.
I remember that.
Yeah. Ah, the Midwest. It's kind of like Florida, but not as filthy. So anyway.
So nice.
We go to the armpit of the Midwest, Wisconsin, only because that's where the Green Bay Packers are.
And cheese.
And my sister. And... this is from the Associated Press. A rancher in Wisconsin inadvertently found himself turning to a regimen for survival that he may not have liked to have to deal with beforehand. He was 53 years old. His name's Frank Reynolds. All I think about is Danny DeVito's character on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He was in the hospital recovering from broken ribs he suffered when the ATV he was riding on tipped over. Apparently, he was trying to round up a couple of cows on a neighbor's property in his ATV when it tipped over on him, which sparked the start of an ordeal that he described as scary as hell. Luckily, he had packed some supplies in a cooler that was with him on the ATV. He was able to access a couple of bottles of water and a pack of Keystone Light.
Jeez.
That's the gross part. Because Key Light is the most disgusting liquid that has ever been manufactured by man.
He probably would have been better off drinking his own pee.
At that point, you just die. Yeah, I would rather just die than have to drink Key Light to survive. But that's what he did.
Yeah, because the water wouldn't help him survive.
But, I mean, you run out of the water. You know what I mean? Listen, after that, all there is Key Light. Just kill
you me. You are drinking water at that point.
Well, Key Light is not... It's water that had something terrible happen to it. It's not it's not beer. It's barely drinkable.
Okay,
it barely exists. It's bordering on the edge of, like, the dream realm where nightmares exist.
For our East Coast people, it's like drinking Jersey's water.
Okay, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, that works.
It's like walking out into a heavy fog and collecting it in a can. You know? There's nothing to it. Get it?
You're really...
Come on, that was really good.
There is...
Picture walking out into a deep fog. It's actually... Shut up.
2 weeks now, you've been...
That was actually good, because picture walking out into a fog.
I'm going to start calling you Gumby, because you're reaching for these.
Anybody else feel that nice breeze off that whiff?
I thought that was... It was supposed to be good imagery.
At least she's fanning me off over here.
You know what?
Let me stay cool on these hot summer
days.
I can't help you.
There's no help for her. If she's going to keep coming up with these, there's nothing.
Painting a verbal picture. Never mind. It's done.
It's a Picasso picture is what it is. It's just horrifying and everything's all wrong. The eyes are where the ears should be. It's just completely ridiculous.
I won't tell you about the earwax then.
Oh, I have wax in my ear again. How could you see it? It's behind muffs.
You could survive on earwax if
what?
You needed to.
Mm-hmm. How could you possibly know this?
You want to know what? I saw a video on the good old talk, and they showed me... What? What?
This is the same place that said to use magic erasers to brush your teeth.
Yeah, but this is a good one.
Oh, is
one
that
to
where that came from?
Yeah.
It came from the talk?
Yeah, it did.
Only Americans have white teeth, right? No, nobody else cares.
No, yeah.
It's just us.
But I did confirm it, and there's like fatty acid.
You ate it?
No, I looked it up, and you can actually eat your earwax because it's like fat and stuff. I mean, over a long period of time, you don't want to because it can make your cholesterol messed up. But if you needed to, you could live off your wax for a period
challenge.
Of time.
Yeah, go ahead, Kara. Do
challenge.
It. Record yourself doing it. That's the next TikTok.
So
just
gross.
Eat your earwax.
Earwax
and explain
diet.
What, yeah. Yeah, just eat that. Eat nothing but your own earwax for a whole day and let us know how it works
just
out for you.
Makes the key light sound good. No?
No, still no. No, absolutely not. I would still prefer eating my own earwax to drinking key light. Hey, what's worse, key light or Jenny? Jenny light.
It's been a while, but... Oh, that's
that's close, right?
That's a Sophie's choice.
Yeah, yeah. You're scraping at like the bare volcanic glass of ruined earth at that point.
What about Key Light or the Beast?
What's the Beast?
That was what was it called? I can't remember the actual beer name.
Oh.
I just remember it was called the Beast. If you went to college parties. I went to one and that was it. And it was, oh my God, Red Dog.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that was, oh.
Oh, there's always Rolling Rock.
Oh my God, there's a throwback.
Yeah, it's another terrible, terrible, terrible beer in the loosest possible sense.
I have no more comments about that.
Any more wax you want to eat?
All good.
Lazy E. Now that the show is over, tell the folk listening what they got to do. The folk.
Well, you go to freakaccident.com. That's our hub for everything. You could hit the podcast section. We have all our podcasts there. You could go to the Connect tab. You could hit our Facebook, Twitter. Did you put TikTok on there yet?
Nope.
All right. That will be on there never.
Next year.
So that'll be on as fast as Kara was on the website. And then... If you want to buy a neat t-shirt, we've got it on our shop section, $19.99 plus shipping. And on that same section, you could request free stickers. Yes, that's free stickers. All you have to do is give us your physical mailing address. But let's get back to the podcast. You know, instead of downloading this every week, why not go to any place that you grab podcasts, subscribe. Mm. It gets sent right to you.
Yep.
And since you love it so much, give us a good review. Mm. That would be great. Now, if you want to reach out to us about next week's show, maybe be part of the show, email us freaks@freakaccident.com. But I know if you like us on Facebook, next week we have something that you could be a part of on the show.
A masterful transition, sir, because we are going to be asking a question. The average person keeps two secrets from their friends and family. What are yours?
You could email us freaks@freakaccident.com and we'll keep you anonymous.
Yeah, yeah, you can. We won't share your name. So if you want to go that route, you can. And we will also post it on our social media, encouraging people to email us to stay anonymous if they so choose.
Or message us on Facebook.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same deal.
We're cool. We won't blow up your spot. We're good like that.
Should have TikTok for it, too.
Okay.
There you go. Something secretive. Is there a secretive thing on TikTok?
There's
you can figure
be.
Out.
Oh, yeah.
I'll leave that in the hands of our highly capable social media person because I feel like you're not expending energy on good jokes, so it's got to filter into managing the social media. That's where all of that.
Yeah, not good health eating out. Wax.
I wasted all my good stuff before we were recording.
That's what you said.
She's not spending it on being awake either. So, just highly filtered into social media mastery, and I'll take it. So next week on the show, come back for that bit and more fun as well. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you again soon. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Ride the rocket.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.